Ruby Dee starred on Broadway. She acted in films. She emceed the March on Washington in 1963. But in the early 80s, she worked in Dallas with KERA Television to produce a show with her husband, Ossie Davis.
With Ossie and Ruby.
For Bob Ray Sanders, it was the beginning of a surprising friendship. Today, he's a columnist with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. But back then, he was a young producer who met Ossie Davis while he was at the KERA studios filming some voiceovers. They started talking about an idea for a TV show, a variety program featuring songs, poetry, and literature.
They had been wanting to do television, their television, the way they would produce a television for a long time, and nobody had ever offered. Nobody had ever offered them that.
All sorts of legends came from across the country for very little money because Ruby and Ossie asked them to.
One day, we could actually do a song about, a show about gospel. And it would be Billy Preston and a Dallas area choir, and they'd sing gospel. And Billy Preston would just show out with the organ and all that.
Here they perform in When the Revolution Came, a Carolyn Rogers poem.
Hey, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Shona!
Shona!
And they just kept on going to church and getting on their knees and praying and tithing and building and buying.
And when...
Dee's partnership with KERA continued through the decades. She narrated After Goodbye, an AIDS story, an Emmy-winning documentary about the Turtle Creek Corral. In 2000, she narrated Ready for Life, which followed Texas families raising infants. Through the years, her friendship with Sanders flourished. They stayed in touch. She sent Christmas cards. Every time she came to Dallas, she wanted to see him.
She was just so bigger than anybody could have imagined, but she always played this role of being like, okay, it's Ossie and Ruby. Well, in many ways, it was Ruby and Ossie, because Ruby was the driving force in that family.
Davis died in 2005, and Dee's death at age 91 came as a shock to Sanders.
She didn't have to embrace me. She didn't have to accept me. I can't tell you the heartbreak that I feel right now. I can't tell you how emotional I am right now, because I loved her so, because she loved me.
For Sanders, Ruby Dee wasn't just some famous actress or civil rights activist. She was his mentor and dear friend. Eric Austin, KERA News.